The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Today is the feast of St. Luke. Well, actually, tomorrow is the feast of St. Luke, so we aren't required to have red for the feast, but I wore this stole because it has so many colors you can't argue about it. 2 weeks ago, I asked Father Willie to allow me to preach today, and he was gracious enough to allow me that opportunity, and I hope I don't destroy your faith in the process. This morning, I'd like to tell you a few little things about me. I have been a doctor since 1955, and became a Christian in 1974. And it was so unusual for a Jewish doctor to become a Christian that several people asked me to speak, and one of them was a priest who was the rector of St. John's Church in Fort Worth, Texas. And he specifically asked me to speak on this holiday, because it's not often that a doctor is willing to speak. We get paid for that. Anyway, at the Fort Worth Surgical Society, at which I was a member, the annual meeting was one in which we had an invocation. And the other physicians were aware that I was studying scripture and learning things, and they thought it'd be cool for me to give the invocation. And in the invocation, I read those words from the book of Ecclesiasticus. Do any of you know what that book is? Do you know what the Apocrypha is? That is a part of the Bible which is not read by Protestants, except those Protestants who happen to be Episcopalians. And in that book, it was originally called The Wisdom of Jesus, and then it was changed to The Wisdom of Sirach, but finally, not wishing to ascribe it to any particular person, they changed the name to Ecclesiasticus. And when I read that at the Fort Worth Surgical Society, almost all the members were Protestant, except those few that were Catholic, and they paid no attention to Scripture at all. Most of them were overjoyed to find that there was something nice said about doctors. Now, so many of them afterwards asked me for the reference. And that's my particular focus on why I like this holiday to speak. The celebration of St. Luke is focused on the fact that he has been the, what would you call it, the person who is most stands out for doctors and artists. Now, St. Luke is a kind of shadowy character in some ways because he is probably the most verbal of all of the people of his time. In fact, his verbosity has created for us not only the Gospel of St. Luke, but the Acts of the Apostles, which account for a significant portion of the Scriptures. But he didn't do it all by himself, because a lot of people think he was the kind of person known as an amanuensis, not a scribe exactly, but somebody who has spoken for others. And his particular source was somebody by the name of Paul, another saint. So we have in front of us, if you happen to have a Bible, a significant portion of the New Testament written by this particular person. Now, it is thought that St. Luke, there's a visitor, pardon me, St. Luke was a Greek, but there are others who later on decided he was a Greek-speaking Jew. And that's irrelevant, but it is pretty certain that he was a slave and was trained as a physician, as many physicians were, and most of the physicians in that time are also thought to have been women, because I guess you could control them that way. I don't know. But St. Luke is this, was supposedly a physician, and why he became the patron saint of artists, I don't know. But he became the patron saint of artists in my mind because he put something into the Scriptures which is not easy to find. He put what I would call soul and beauty. On Wednesday evenings, Babs and I have been leading the Compline service, and there is a prayer in the Compline service ascribed to Simeon, and this prayer is something we say at the end. And as I get older, this prayer means more to me each day, each week. The prayer is simply this: Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. That speaks to me more and more. He also, that is, Luke also, did several others, and one of them is something called the Magnificat. And to me, it reflects the soul of what I would call Christianity. It says, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. It's hard to recognize some of the great themes of Scripture and to recognize their source. The book of Isaiah was written over a very long period of time, supposedly started in 722 BC, and it's divided into three parts, and the reading we have today is from Trito Isaiah, Third Isaiah. The reading that Jesus stood up and read, the reading that you have in front of you, and I'm going to ask you to put your finger on it if you can, because I'm going to ask you to read it aloud with me when we come to the end of my sermon, which isn't very far away. When Jesus stood up to read at the synagogue, he did more than read something. He revealed himself. He revealed himself as a healer, and revealed himself in the roles he would ultimately take as priest, prophet, and king. In my opinion, if you read Isaiah itself, you realize that the calling of Isaiah is not for one group of humanity alone. It is not focused, as so many people would think, on that particular tribe. The call of Isaiah is the call to everyone, everywhere, for all time. And to me, the responsibility of being a Christian is to recognize the call, even if we don't know how each of us personally can meet that call. I don't know how to meet that call. I know ways that I have tried, and I have been blessed in many occasions by seeing God's hands at work, sometimes even through some of the things I've done as a doctor. But I have seen God's hand at work in many different ways. And yet the call remains. One of the ways that many Christians I have known have responded to that call is to join something called the Order of St. Luke. And there are multiple representatives of that order in this community. And one of the things that we have done in the Order of St. Luke is to study the healings of Jesus. And that includes methods of prayer that include laying on of hands and anointing with oil. And after the sermon, if there's a moment, during communion we can do that. I will stand over at the side and offer the anointing of oil and prayer with anyone who would like to have it. Now, I'm not asking for members for the Order of St. Luke, but I'm asking for all of us to take seriously these particular words in the gospel today and to say with them, as Jesus did, finding in your program where it says, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. as a final word. I say, today this scripture is being fulfilled in our hearing. Let it be to God's ear as well. Amen.